Freestyle Friday.
What up, what up, what up?
It's your boy 16 King. And this is the Distraction Network. This is another segment on Campfire, where we sit here, sit back, and tell stories about past, present, and future things. This story, of course, comes from the past. And this is my best / worst pickup attempt that I can think of, probably ever. I was at this Halloween party, costume party, and I was dressed up as Aladdin, but I didn't have the bottle. Man, I ain't gotta be politically correct. You know what the fuck I'm talking about when I do this, if I say I'm a genie. I was dressed up as a genie, and I was walking around with none of these around. And I seen this badass bitch. I mean, bad. I don't mean to call her, you know, but I don't want to put a name out there either. Okay. So I seen this badass girl. That sounds better. And she had on this, she was dressed as Catwoman. And so, you know, I was looking at her from afar, you know, sipping. And then, you know, I ran up to her. I said, "Hey, I'm a genie. I get to rub your chest 3 times and grant 3 wishes. She said, "Aren't I supposed to rub something?" And then I put my hand out and I went like this. And I said, "Nah, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes." And she said, "Baby! This motherfucker put his hands on me." So I knew what was about to happen. Now, granted, this was my worst beatdown, but I did most of the damage. So I knew he was about to come and swing at me, right? And so I went and put my hand up like this, and he hit my hand, and my hand hit me. So in my worst defeat, I did the most damage, if that makes sense. So, you know, I'm sitting on my back porch with, you know, ice on my face because of the damage I did to me. And one of my boys said, "Damn, you know, how the fuck you get hit in your own house?" I said, "I don't know, man. I don't know." Now, the girl, she on the other side of the porch with some of her girlfriends. She said, "Nigga, this is your house?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh, you want 3 more wishes? I said, "Bitch, yeah, man, give me your number." And so she written down her number and shit. I got more than 3 wishes. But that was my best / worst pickup attempt ever. Anybody else got something that'll top that? Because that's pretty crazy. 16K, Distraction Network. Out.
Braveheart. I don't know why that's in my head. Duh. I made you look. Anyway, good morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy Holiday hollering at you. Freestyle Friday. All right. So it is hump day. Hump day is WNBA day for me. I like to talk about WNBA. So WNBA Wednesdays. Here. All right. So it is the offseason of the WNBA. And for regular people, y'all don't know what the fuck to talk about. But there's always something to talk about in the WNBA because even though it's only 12 teams, it is the greatest and most competitive sport, for one. for two, that's a lot of characters up in here. You got Sid Coulson, you got Breonna Stewart, you got Sabrina Ionescu, you have AJ Wilson, you have everybody. Even you got Derica Hamby. You know, you got mothers that's in this league that be doing motherly things, and you can just see them on IG and something being very motherly. You got Angel Reese. I can't wait to see what she look like next year once she get healthy again. You got Caitlin Clark, who's basically comes out to do interviews, but she's trying to step out the spotlight for, I mean, she deserves that. She's been in everybody's face for a continuous year and a half. So she kind of deserves the space. But what's going on right now? So in the WNBA world, I'm looking for the date. I think it is December the 6th. I did not write that date down. But I think December the 6th. No. Yeah, December the 6th. I might be lying my ass off. When I was a young boy, I had visions of fame. Yeah, December 6th. On December the 6th, the WNBA will have its expansion draft, because guess what? The Golden State Valkyries is entering its inaugural season. Now, I'm going to say this. We need the Houston Comets back. The Houston Comets need to be back. They're a historical team. And they need to be – they need a team in Houston. They need their team back. So I hope that within the next couple of years, everything's working well and the Houston Comets could come back. And they already have, like, all the trophies. It's sad that you say you have all these stories about the Houston Comets and how much of – a great franchise they were, and they're no longer existing. So we definitely need the Comets back. But that don't take away from December the 6th. In a few weeks, we're going to have the inaugural draft. So I want to go over some things with you guys. So there's going to be a draft lottery on December the 6th. So what is that composed of? So okay, I did put a season. Okay. So each team is going to submit a roster to the draft lottery. About, it's a whole bunch of things in that draft, but it basically is anyone they have rights on, right? In that roster, they're going to be able to take away six players. So six players will be protected, right? And in this lottery, the Golden State Valkyries is going to be able to go in and get the rights of any unprotected player. That's the rights of a retired player that is still able to come in. The rights of any regular player, the rights of a player that's been recruited and didn't make the team. So that's any player. So the way that works is you might have a team that has 12 players on the bench that you see 12 players that they have, but it, like in Candace Parker. Candace Parker is, as far as I know, she's still part of the Las Vegas Aces. She's just retired. But the Aces have her rights. So if she was to come back, then, and if Golden State was to have taken her rights, when she comes back, she would be a Valkyrie. So the Valkyries get that. They have the ability to take no more than one player from each team. They can also, so that gives them basically, they start out with a 12-man roster if they choose a player from each team. What they can also do is take those picks and make trades. So again, let's say Candace Parker. Candace Parker can probably come back next year and ball out. So let's say they get the rights to Candace Parker. They want to trade the Seattle Storm for Skylar Diggins. I would probably trade for, she's not going to be in it. Okay, let's just say Skylar Diggins. So that means that Golden State will have a physical player, Skylar Diggins, on their team. And then if Candace Parker was to ever come back, she'll be a Storm player. So that's what's going on there. They can negotiate the trades. They can only pick one unrestricted agent. And that's it. So once that is over with on December 6th, then everyone's going to gear up for the regular draft. And that's when the teams go out and they draft their new players. So I'm looking forward to this. And that's because right now it's just Valkyrie. But this is basically going to lay the groundwork for the two new teams that's coming in next year. And hopefully the Comets get to come back. Hopefully it's three new teams coming in next year. Boy. Funny thing, though. While all of this is going on. I got to stop real quick. I do have to let you guys know, because I never came back and addressed it. The Lynx should have won the championship. They were cheated. That's all I got to say about that. Like, I can't go on the pads and changing about anything. I can't go kick a referee in the nuts or anything. I just got to let it flow for what it is. But Lynx, we know. I mean, the future will not know because whoever won is whoever's going to go down. But we know. I would say I hope to see y'all there next year. But every year I start, I want the Lynx to go. And I don't think it's going to change. If I want any other team to go, it's probably going to be Atlanta. I mean, even though I have a whole studio that coincides with the name of your team. I record at Lynx Recording Studios and some of it's South Carolina. but Lynx should have won that game. I don't know why the refs didn't do what they were supposed to do in the last seconds of regulation. But Lynx could have won that game. They were supposed to win that game. But over next year, we're going to have a couple of more conversations because the coaching staffs has changed a lot in the offseason. A lot of GMs are gone. Not a lot. A few GMs are gone. Which means basically next year, the structure of every team is going to change big time. I talked about the Las Vegas Aces being years ahead of everyone a few years ago. That's not going to be so in the future because now the eyes are on the teams. The teams are also investing in facilities. So now everyone is going to be, dog, you think you've seen some in-shape women running up and down that court dunking on people? Not dunking on people, doing very elaborate layups on people. It's going to be a lot better as far as endurance and strength. And they're already, like, they showing the hell out with some endurance and strength in the WNBA. Again, I think the WNBA is a superior product to the NBA. I just think, again, when it comes down to elections, I go ahead and say this again. America is racist and America is sexist. they're also homophobic and transphobic. So, when you have a sport like this, where majority of the players are black women, you're going to have a little bit of problem with viewership. You need someone like a white savior to fix that. because they're come on a hate watch. They will come on to hate watch. Anyway, But that's all I have to say about that. Until next time, Oh, nah. You can find everything that I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. You will not find me on Twitter. Ever. Developing a strong not while Elon Musk there. Until next time, take care. Be safe.
Holla! But it's all right, 'cause I'm on the grind.